Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Yes, and how long is the survey?
It will take around 5 to 7 minutes. Now, is your home a single-family home?
Excuse me. That's providing that I want to take the survey. This is for what purpose?
Yes. This is basically to know your perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Now, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment?
It is.
I'm sorry?
It is single-family.
Now, do you own or rent?
I own it.
Now, please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I think it's 72, I believe.
72?
I think so.
Thank you. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Like roofing upgrades, impact windows?
Of course. Since 72?
Okay. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
60.
50, 50.
60.
Oh, 16, sorry. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, 2, 3, 4?
Sir, I've been here 60 years. So Hurricane Andrew was 30 years ago, so that's an automatic yes.
Now, can you tell me the name and year of the tropical storm and hurricane?
I just told you. Sir, you're not listening to me. You're a bad interviewer. I said Hurricane Andrew. 30 years ago.
Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
I don't know because I didn't own my house at that time.
Thank you. Now, can you tell me what were the primary cause of damage to your home? Was it the drivers and the wind breaking your window? The wind damaged your roof?
All the above.
Okay. All of the above. Thank you. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hot hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not vulnerable?
Well, since you can't build against a tornado, so everybody is 100% vulnerable for a tornado. There's nothing you can do about that. So, for a tornado, 100% vulnerable. For a hurricane, I suppose whatever's moderate. From what's your rate from 1 to 10?
Thank you for your opinion. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? Evacuate, call the insurance company, buy supplies and equipment, put up hurricane shutters, board up home, drive to home of relative friends in another area?
Well, in preparation for the hurricane itself, nothing. And I would probably go to a friend's house, but not for the sake of that. I would go to a friend's house just so I would be with family.
Okay, thank you. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When
I'm
a hurricane...
I have to prepare for a hurricane.
Okay. Now, consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
There's no guarantee against damage, so that's an impossible, that's a crazy assumption that you would be. I guess reasonably certain, as reasonable as you can be.
I understand. Thank you for your opinion. Now, please select your top 3 sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper,
TV.
Friends. Okay. Maybe other 2 options. Friends and family,
yeah.
WhatsApp, social
TV,
media.
TV. If I have to pick another one, it'll probably be radio. It's probably the second one.
Okay.
The TV goes out.
Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared to 5 being less prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
5.
Thank you. Now, have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or property taxes, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment?
None of it. Zero.
Okay. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, it's not.
Okay. When will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if an emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate?
Well, I would definitely leave on the order. I probably wouldn't leave on any other condition.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of nearby friend, family, another location?
As far from the hurricane as I can get. So I don't know. I don't know. Probably another city.
Okay. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
4.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't even know, to be honest with you. Probably $2,500 is my guess, but I'm not really certain.
Thank you. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $25,000 for unexpected hurricane damage?
$2,500.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very certain.
Okay. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly?
1 year? It went down a little bit. Very little bit. So I would say basically stay the same.
Okay. What about 1 to 3 years?
1 to 3 years? I'm going to say basically the same for the past 3 years or so. About the same.
Okay. 3 to 5 years?
It's probably gone up in that range, that time frame, somewhat. I don't know how much, but it's.
And 5 to 10 years?
Up.
Between 1-10% or over 10%, do you think?
Probably over 10%.
Thank you. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions do you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount
Complain.
Of...
Complain. Complain. I make no changes.
Okay. If you could insure your property for less than it is replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%?
I would not insure for less than replacement value.
Okay. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, I will not move from my home.
I guess it depends on how ridiculous it got, but I probably would not move if it moved up any normal range. So.
Okay, thank you. We almost finished. We almost finished with the survey. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off?
My mortgage is basically paid off, and no, I would not. That would be the equivalent of taking your money and hoping nothing happens to it.
Okay, now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, I'll be honest with you, in recent years when we've had hurricanes or windstorm damage, I have never, ever received anything from the government under any program. So I would assume that wouldn't happen again. I wouldn't depend on that.
Okay. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where is the highest? How much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 to 5? 1 is no confidence, and 5 is very high confidence.
I'm an architect contractor, so I think it's probably pretty high.
Okay, next one. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
0.
Okay, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
0.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
0.
And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Honestly, on a scale from 1 to 5, I'd say, I think it's 4. I think it's pretty good.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise, and we almost finished with the survey. Do you believe sea level rise? Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finance will be affected?
To be honest with you, I really have no idea. I assume, based on what I'm hearing, that it is rising. Have I seen any evidence of it to justify that? No, I have not. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I am sure if there's any opportunity for the bank or the insurance company to make more money, that if they can do it and use that as a basis, they will do it.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderate, somewhat?
Not very concerned. Not very.
Slightly concerned.
I'm not really concerned at all.
Okay, not at all concerned. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job?
Really everything was a factor.
Maybe your top three?
My top three probably would be probably affordability, proximity to others, not really so much, proximity to good schools and crime.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year?
I don't have a plan. No, I don't have a plan. I don't plan on moving tomorrow. I don't have a plan to move, so I guess for the foreseeable future, I'll be here.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
60.
Okay. What is your gender?
Last time I checked, I was a male.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
5.
Are under 12, and how many people are under 12 years old?
1.
Okay. And are 65 or older?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your marital status?
I'm married.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
College.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
African American.
What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And please tell me, which is the income range for your household? Under 20,000, 20 to 30, 20 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, over 100,000?
Over 100.
Thank you. These all are the questions I have. Thank you very much for your response, and hope you have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.